It's a Tech Tuesday, Bill, and you're excited to talk to Bridget Carey every week, but especially this week.
I'm excited and I'm jealous.
Oh, CNET senior editor Bridget Carey, you got to see the toys.
Oh, yeah, the Toys of Tomorrow. Yeah, there's a New York Toy Fair. Today's the last day it's going on. This is a big annual showcase where all the toy makers, Mattel, Hasbro, and friends come out and show the industry what's going to hit for the holidays. So it's not open to the public, but journalists like yours truly get to check it out to see. And I go, all right, how is technology going to impact, like, the toys kids are going to play with tomorrow? And I found a few interesting trends that weren't there last year. For one, Amazon Alexa is now in some toys, particularly games. Toy makers are going, how can we get more creative with board games? What if we included sound? Well, there's already Amazon Echoes in millions of homes. In fact, it's predicted to be in over 60 million U.S. homes in a few years. So
that's how the Russians are getting to us, by the way.
Is that true?
Through Alexa.
I didn't know that.
You know, a lot of playmakers have tried voice recognition before. But guess what? It's expensive to build your own. Suddenly, you have all these echoes in the house where parents trust them already with security with their kids to play with it. So why not leverage it, right? It's no different than how toy makers leverage apps. And they go, oh, an app comes with this toy. Well, this is really just saying, like, hey, we built a program that Alexa can work with. And so it's the early days. I played a board game Mattel made where, like, you're supposed to talk to Alexa as you play the board game. And honestly, it kind of takes you out of the mode. We have to keep saying Alexa this and Alexa that. If you say the wrong command, it stops the game and Alexa starts playing something else and you're like, no, wait, stop. So I think these companies, especially a lot of startups that don't have a lot of money, they like to work with something that exists and try it out. But we have a little ways to go there.
How can we teach Alexa to cheat at Battleship?
But see, that would be fun to play with Alexa or Rock'em Sock'em Robots, games where you need two people to play.
Yeah.
And like, you know, if you're an only child or maybe your brother and sister were 10 years older than you.
Uh-huh.
So that would be fun. That's where Alexa could be good.
Is that how Alexa's being used, Bridget, as an opponent?
Not so much an opponent, yeah, because a lot of companies are like, well, we don't want you to be a kid playing alone with a machine that was designed to sell you things on Amazon. So that, like, it doesn't really leave a good taste in the mouth of a toy company. Like, so because it's sort of like, let's do things with the family. So that's why they're working on a lot of family games where maybe there'll be other people you're interacting with. They say, you know, the boring thing about a new board game, so to speak, is learning the rules, right? What if Alexa was the scorekeeper, the rule keeper, the background music?
Yeah.
But then others like being the banker, and people like even being the rule keeper. So I don't know. It depends on your taste there.
All right. Pokemon Go was all the rage. It is not anymore, is it? I mean, are people still playing Pokemon Go?
I've seen people on the subway play it, but really, what Pokemon Go did is it got a lot of toy companies going, wow, people want to have augmented reality type games. What can we do? I saw Hasbro come out with an Iron Man mask where it's this plastic mask for your kid, but you stick your phone in it and you can kind of play the game where you're shooting like at bad guys that are floating in your living room, so to speak. I've seen Hot Wheels, Mattel. They have this Hot Wheels little set where the cars go on the plastic,
racetrack,
and they and they go spin around. But if you stick your iPad above in front of you, it turns into like a video game kind of cartoony thing where cartoons are overlaid on it. You like see rockets, and you can shoot them with animations, and there's lightning everywhere. So I found myself really distracted. I'm like trying to play through an app at a physical racetrack. It was so much going on at once. But they go, this is a way to take it up a notch. I think. Another trend I saw that I think is more appealing than, like, say, add an app to it, right, is the fact that technology has made it so cheap that robotics are a lot more affordable now. And if you remember Fingerlings, the little monkey robot.
Those were really popular this past Christmas, correct?
Fingerlings,
yeah,
are called?
A little monkey on your finger. I'm surprised you didn't get one.
A monkey on my finger?
I had one on my back for so many years.
They were just $15, and they responded to motion, and they made little kissy sounds, and they blinked, and their head moved. And $15 for a little wearable robot showed that it went crazy for it. Everyone was like, wow. Now there's a lot of more fuzzy robot things you can wear. I saw something called a Pomsy that looked like a cat type of hybrid thing that you'll just, you know, it'll just purr on you and like move and make sounds. A lot more little pets that do more things, like dogs that can actually understand. You go roll over, and the robot dog will roll over and answer to the name you call it. And even little pets that poop. I saw a robot bunny that you feed it food, and little food comes out. There was a robot dog Hasbro has. You can see robot little creatures for a while now that are fuzzy and cute, but I've never seen them actually poop.
Robots don't poop. Can I just say that?
So there's wrong.
Yeah, that's a flaw.
Right. I used to watch Lost in Space every week, Bridget. I never saw the robot use the restroom once.
Rosie on the Jetsons never pooped.
Never.
She cleaned up theirs.
Right. Yeah, robots. Mike Pence, he doesn't. No robots do. They don't go to the bathroom. That's ridiculous.
Well, poop is a big trend this year, I hate to say. So
what? Because of that stupid emoji?
You got it. Because, you know, now we're talking with animated poop faces on our $1,000 iPhones. Everywhere I turned, there was animated poop this, animated poop that. Mattel, big companies, were making games where you got to catch the flying poop. There was sticky poop.
What has happened?
Walls. There was collectible little family poops. Have the little Poolies and the poodle and the whole family of different poo characters, and they all have a YouTube series because now you had to get really hooked with the toy, but also watch the YouTube series to really be hooked. It was insane.
There's a YouTube series for that?
Poo-tube.
There's two different ones. There's two different like YouTube poop.
Bridget, you saw this, right? I saw pictures of this online. There's some company that makes a it's a toilet for kids, but it's not a real toilet, a functioning one. It's a toy. And then you can buy different germs that you put on the toilet and things that you'd find like in a, you know.
What is this, the Howie Mandel bathroom?
I have no idea why any adult would want to get that for their kids, but there were people lined up to see it.
I have no idea why any adult would want to teach their kid to throw poop and catch poop with little Mr. Hanky lookalikes.
I know.
But I go around, I'm like, wait, guys, why are you making this? Is this a trend? Is this big? Like, well, actually, poop's always been big with the kids. But, yeah, Apple, they all say, Apple and emoji made it even hotter, you can say.
Don't say it that way. Please don't say it that way.
So Pokemon Go has a new meaning
Pokemon
now?
Pokemon Go to the bathroom.
Yeah. There's going to be augmented reality where you try and catch the poop.
Right.
Did I hear there's going to be a Mario augmented reality game that's going to come out?
I don't know what Mario's cooking up, and there's always different things Nintendo's doing, but I have seen that what Hot Wheels does is they try to take video games and put them in the real life, so a little backwards there. I kind of like this attempt. They made a real-life Mario Kart for Hot Wheels, and Hot Wheels took another popular video game that kind of like made real cars for it. So it's like it's this game where you can like pretend your car's playing soccer.
I've seen that. It's really,
really?
Cool.
Yeah.
This is the 50th anniversary of Hot Wheels, so they're trying all kinds of things for their 50th anniversary.
Right.
Yeah, they look great.
You know, Bridget, Bill gets credentials to be able to go to this toy show if he wanted to, and he was kind of upset for not going, but you're not going to be upset that you missed all the poop
stuff? I'm not upset about that at all, no.
Wow.
I'd rather have Bridget tell me about it than see it in person. Bridget, thanks so much. It sounds like you had a good time at the toy fair, huh?
Oh yeah. It's always a blast.
Yeah, it sounds like it. All right, well, thanks so much. Have a good rest of the week, and we'll talk to you a week from today.
Talk to you soon.
That's Bridget Carey from CNET.
And this, sponsored by Illinois Tech Stewart School of Business, this Tech Tuesday is.